Hare Krishna, we're reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Adi Leela, chapter 11, and we are going to look at the verses from 56, and we'll be reciting 59, which is a purport, so we will look at those aspects and we'll go from there. Our text 56 onwards. Yesterday was 55. Okay, so we'll just recite these verses and then we'll come on to the one with the purport. Among all the branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Veerabhadra Goswami was the topmost. His sub-branches were unlimited. So this is the chapter which is really looking at the different associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and all the names have been coming out over the last month or so, looking at each one of these associates. So yesterday's verse was all about Vasudev Datta, or no, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And today there's a variety of them, but just I think we're coming to the end of the chapter here. So one more is being mentioned here, Veerabhadra Goswami. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasya, he speaks about Veerabhadra Goswami. He says that Veerachandra Prabhu, the B and the V in Bengali say, so Veerachandra Prabhu, also known as Veerachandra Goswami, he was the son of Lord Nityananda, as we know. He was also a disciple of Janava Mata. So, of course, and his mother was Visuddha as well, who was the other wife of Lord Nityananda. And in the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, Veerachandra Goswami is being mentioned that he is an incarnation of Shiradakshai Vishnu, who's in the ocean of milk. So, some reference to Veerachandra Goswami there. Next verse, and there's no purport there, so, but I thought I'd mention that. No one can count the unlimited followers of Nityananda Prabhu. I have mentioned some of them just for my self-purification. E sarva shakke purna pake prema fal yara deka tare divya bhashaila shakal. All these branches, the devotees of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, being full of ripened fruit of love of Krishna, distributed these fruits to all they met, flooding them with love of Krishna. And we come to today's verse, which has a purport. Translation. All these devotees had unlimited strength to deliver unobstructed, unceasing love of Krishna. By their own strength, they could offer anyone Krishna and love of Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumari shakate ache. In the song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that a pure Vaishnava, as the proprietor of Krishna and love of Krishna, can deliver both to anyone and everyone he likes. Therefore, to get Krishna and love of Krishna, one must seek the mercy of pure devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasha Prasadan Bhagavat Prasadu, Yasha Prasadan Nagadikutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make advancement. By the grace of a Vaishnav or bona fide spiritual master, one can get both love of Godhead and Krishna Himself. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om. Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Krupa Sindhu Bhavacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Ananda Koti, Vaishnavindaki. So by the grace of all the Vaishnavas here, and asking for their blessings to say some words on a very deep subject matter, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Equally, as the purport speaks for itself, that only by the grace of the Vaishnavas, the pure Vaishnavas, can we actually capture Krishna or speak about Krishna, which is non-different. I want to welcome Nithai Kirtan here and his good family here at Bhakta Antamana. We all know him. He oversees all the work going on in Birmingham. And they are opening a new refurbished temple in 2000. So we all look forward to going there. In fact, this is the 50th anniversary, so it's wonderful that there's a little marathon on there to try and complete the... If you may have been to Birmingham, it was a small temple. It's really extended, and they've been crafting everything inside, which has come from Hungary. So really good, very good deco. So we'll get a piece of Hungary in Birmingham very shortly, as you'd say. And hopefully the work at ISKCON Leicester is also going on. I believe they've started now. So hopefully this year, they're also saying August or July or somewhere. They also want to open. So two wonderful temples refurbished and opened. By the grace of Guru and Gauranga, as the purport is saying to all of us. Srila Prabhupada, the verse and purport, wonderful. I was not meant to be giving class. I think it was Chitti Shakti Mataji was meant to be giving class, but Nandan, she could not come, so stepping in to speak something, and we're nearly at the end, Nandan, just a couple of verses there, I think, and then you come to the end of this Adilila Volume 2. And the associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu all being discussed. As we read this morning as well, as Radha Govinda told us, it was the appearance day of Loshindas Thakur. Appearance day? So, appearance? Disappearance? I said calendar says appearance. Calendar says appearance, so it must be the appearance. Appearance Day of Lochandas Thakur. So we'll try and speak something on Lochandas Thakur somewhere, time permitting. So speaking on this verse, of course, we can look at some of the key principles here of how, by the grace, and Prabhupada very nicely says, by the grace of a Vaishnava, or a bona fide spiritual master, one can get both love of Godhead and Krishna himself. So he doesn't restrict that by the grace of the Guru. He said, by the grace of a Vaishnava. So anyone can give Krishna or love of Krishna. But you can only give it if you have it. You can only give something to someone if you have it. Otherwise, it's not possible. So here are all the associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They could give Krishna and love of Krishna to anyone unceasingly. So Prabhupada had asked this question once. He said, on the point of initiation, because the purport is speaking of that, the importance of the grace or the mercy of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada once asked a group of his disciples, he said, does everyone have to take initiation? And they all gathered around him and they all said, yes, Prabhupada, of course. And do you know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, no. So they, oh my God, so we don't have to get initiated. Prabhupada said, no. And Prabhupada said, only those who are serious to becoming freed from the cycle of birth and death, they should take initiation. So both. Both, he was saying both. Interesting. And you can get, Kripamoy Prabhu has written a wonderful book, Spiritual Master and Disciple. You'll find that. And there's a great story about initiation in there. Should we take, not take? So Prabhupada is saying no, only if you want to become free from the cycle of birth and death. So there is the story in the Upanishads of the man from Gandhar, which is modern day, because who else is from Gandhar? Gandhari. Gandhari is from Gandhar, which Prabhupada then speaks about, that modern day Gandhar, which is now the city of Kandahar in Afghanistan. Same place. So he said this group of people, they came from, they were Kshatriyas. That's why she was like that. Gandhari was very Kshatriya spirited. And they still are Kshatriya spirited in that place. So there's a story of Gandhar and the man from Gandhar. So a man from Gandhar, he was walking around and he was attacked by 6 dacoits, very powerful dacoits. They attacked him and they stole all his wealth. But they didn't stop there. Then they took him away into the hills. They're still the hills of this place, hasn't changed. Took him into the hills, they blindfolded him and they tied his hands up. And they left him there. So, he was thinking, now how can I escape from here? And he thought, well, maybe I just start walking. But because he was blindfolded, he said, if I head out into the north, that's where all the wild beasts are, and I'll be killed by them. And if I go into the south, that is just unceasing desert, and I may never come back to my hometown, Gandhar. So he thought, oh, I'm lost. And he was weeping and crying. And one traveler who was on the road, who saw him, became very kind to him. And he came and with a knife, he cut the blindfold. And with the knife, he cut the ropes which were binding him. Then the man became very grateful. And the man who had freed him gave him directions how to go back to Gandhar and become once again reunited and happy. So this is a great story. And the story is all about all of us. That all of us, we have been robbed by the 6 dacoits. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. We have been robbed by these 6 enemies. And now, not only have they robbed us, but they have blindfolded us. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nandaki. Not only have they blindfolded us, but they have also tied up our hands. So we are, and feet, so we cannot go anywhere. We are bound in all ways. So this narration is all about the fact that one who is very fortunate, Brahmanda Bhamite Koniya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej, one who is very fortunate will find that pure Vaishnava who will come And what does the pure Vaishnava do? With the knife he cuts. He cuts the blindfold. And hence we have the verse which we chanted just now. Om Ajnana Timirandasya. That I was born in ignorance, but my spiritual master, he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So he, with a knife, he cuts the blindfold and he cuts the ropes which are binding us from lust, anger, greed. So this is, such a person has Krishna. Such a Vaishnava can give us Krishna. So this is an interesting principle that's given within that story. So Srila Prabhupada, his god brothers had often quoted and said that Srila Prabhupada, he was a Shaktivesh avatar. That's what the term came from. We all said that, but his god brothers said that because they said that of the so many disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was the only one who took Krishna consciousness all over the world. They couldn't do it. Although the prophecy existed, they could not become a part of that prophecy. So they always said that he was a Shaktivesh avatar empowered by Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda is considered the original guru, the Adi Guru. And from him expands all the other Vaishnavas who are empowered by him as spiritual master. So it's interesting that Prabhupada, he did such an amazing thing, and Ravindra Sarup in his writing, he speaks about this. And he says that Srila Prabhupada not only had dropouts, which was all of them, he said we were all double dropouts, triple dropouts. We'd not only dropped out from society, family, but we'd even practically dropped out from Krishna consciousness. So we were double dropouts, triple dropouts. He said, but he took all of us, and by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he empowered us. And he said that the 10th class persons that Prabhupada empowered did something which the first class sannyasis of India could not do, which was to spread Krishna consciousness. So that's very interesting, that those that were 10th class, as Ravindra Sarup said, we were 10th class. But because Prabhupada wanted to give us Krishna, as the purport, I'm trying to stick to the purport there, Prabhupada wanted to give them Krishna, it was possible that by that, they were able to spread Krishna consciousness, which even the first class sannyasis in the Gaudiya tradition, they weren't able to do it. They couldn't take it anyway. So this was the greatness. And Prabhupada writes in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes that that Lord Nityananda, he had delivered one jagai in Madai. But he said, but the followers of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are delivering thousands of jagais and madais. So how great are they? Isn't that amazing? That Lord Nityananda, he was just able to deliver one jagai in Madai. But what Prabhupada did was amazing. His followers, he said, they delivered thousands of jagais and madais. So Prabhupada writes about this in his purport, which is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So generally, by the grace of Lord Nityananda, and in the purport it's expanding out to the spiritual master, there's a great verse which speaks about the fact that three things happen when you get the mercy of the Panchatattva, which also means the mercy of the Vaishnava, the spiritual master. Three things happen. Anyone remember that? Okay, the first one is Mukha Kavitra, which means that a dumb man, he will become a great poet. Mukha Kavitra. The second amazing thing that will happen is Pangu Giri Lange, which means a layman will cross mountains by the mercy of the Panchatattva, by the mercy of the Vaishnava. And the third one, anyone? Yes. He says, Anda Deka Tare, that a blind man will see Tare, stars in the sky. Stars in the sky. So three things happen when we obtain the mercy of a Vaishnava. And same verse is there, isn't it? Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langete girim yat kripa tamaham mandeshi guru dina tharinam. That if a dumb man begins to speak eloquent poetry, what will we call that? Definitely they'll call it a miracle. If a lame man, he crosses the Himalayas, they'll say, wow, that's a miracle. So these verses are saying that actually whatever we are, we can have Krishna. And that's the miracle. That's the miracle of a pure Vaishnava. That's the miracle of Lord Nityananda, that the impossible becomes possible. The impossible will become possible. So often we tend to think that, how is it possible to do this? Love of God, I find it difficult to chant one round. I find it difficult to get here in the morning. I find it difficult to follow the regulative principles. These are all impossible things. But actually the impossible becomes possible, as the purport today is speaking about, by the grace of the pure Vaishnava, the spiritual master, who are representatives of Lord Nityananda. By their grace, the impossible will become possible. And even the word impossible suggests the same. How do you spell impossible? It's not a lesson in English, by the way, but how do we spell the word impossible? What's the first letter? I am. The next word is possible. Yeah? I am possible. That's how you spell impossible. See, even the word is telling you that nothing is impossible. I am possible. That's how you spell impossible. So that's why Prabhupada would speak about that impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Because even the word itself is reminding us that nothing is impossible. And especially when we have the grace of the pure Vaishnavas, then everything is possible. Lord Nityananda, he made something that was very exclusive, available to everyone. Pure devotion or love of Godhead. Very exclusive. It was a very exclusive principle. Just like cars. Some cars are very exclusive. Not everyone has one of those exclusive cars. In London, there's a little fad now whereby lots of tourists will come to London because the most amount of classic cars and high fast cars, they're all in London. And people wait around to take photographs of these cars, hopefully standing next to it. So you'll see lots of people taking photographs of cars. Obviously some of these cars are like £500,000. £1 million, depending on what they are, Ferraris, whatever. So these are all exclusive cars. They're not for everyone. But Lord Nityananda has made something which is very exclusive, available to all of us, love of God. Love of God. The person in London can only dream that this exclusive car, one day I'll have it. But Lord Nityananda is saying, no, you can have love of God, which is really exclusive, more exclusive than any car you've seen in London. So he Because love of God, you can imagine how exclusive it was. When love of God was being discussed at Srivas Angam, and they were doing dramas of love of God. So Lord Chaitanya said, he said, anyone who cannot control their senses, they should not watch this drama. So Advaita Acharya, he walked off. He said, well, this is not for me. He started walking off. So you can see how exclusive love of God it was, that even Advaita Acharya was thinking, this is not for me, I've got to go. So Lord Nityananda, he made something very exclusive available to all of us. And it's very soon is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. What date is that? Soon, right? Coming up in the month of February, we have the appearance of our festivals all kick off with Advaita Acharya, followed by Nityananda. So both of these dates are coming up. You'll be able to hear more about the glories of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada, when he was in Mayapur, and he was asked to name a boat, and that boat is still there, where there are nice Gaur-Nitai deities, and this boat was used to preach all over that area of Navadvip, going all the way to Calcutta even. So Prabhupada, he named that boat Nitai Pada Kamala. He gave that name to that boat. So it's still there, you'll see it. That boat in Mayapur, which goes out preaching. So one time, on that boat, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was with Prabhupada, and he said to him, Prabhupada, one of the leaders in India, he has fallen away. Will you reject him? He's not following the principles anymore. So Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes, he said, I cannot reject him because Lord Nityananda's mercy is so great. I cannot reject him. And he said that Lord Nityananda's greatest quality is his forgiveness, and hence he doesn't reject anyone. So that's good for us to know. That what Prabhupada said of one of the leaders who was having great difficulty, but Prabhupada said that Nityananda's mercy is so great. If his mercy is so great, how can I be any less? Because of course the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Nityananda. And as we know, Mahaprabhu, he cannot be approached without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Heno Nitai Bine by Radha Krishna. You cannot approach Radha and Krishna without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But you can't have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And you cannot have the mercy of Lord Nityananda without the mercy of the spiritual master. So these are great teachings that we have within our tradition. Here's in the purport. Let me have a look at that purport again. In that purport, Prabhupada is speaking about this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite bara, tumare sakati ache. Where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Krishna is yours. You can give him to anyone. So there's a nice story in 1971. In Madras, Giriraj Swami had organized a great festival. And for many days in a pandal, lots of the local people, they came. You're talking about, 10,000 people would come every day. And every day, the local newspaper, Chennai newspaper, Madras, it was called Madras, it would print a summary of what Prabhupada had said. The chief magistrate of Madras, he was present at these gatherings. So he invited Prabhupada. He said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you come to a gathering at my house and I will invite all the high court judges in this part of India. All the leading citizens of India, they will come and hear you speak." So he had few hundred great dignitaries at his big house. So Prabhupada had gone to speak. And when he was speaking, and he ended, Prabhupada, he said to all the advocates, the judges, the chief justice, whose house it was, and he said to them that they should follow the example of Rupa and Sanatan. And what was that example of Rupa and Sanatan? He said, Rupa and Sanatan, he was the prime minister. And Sanatan, Dabir Kasam Sakara Malik, he was the chancellor of the exchequer, treasury in charge, number one and number two. He said, both of them, they resigned their posts and started to preach Krishna consciousness all over Bengal. And he said, I want all of you to do the same. So, you know, obviously the high court judges were thinking, my God, okay, this is the request. Become mendicants. This is the Sat Goswami Ashtika. He said, I want you all to become like that. So anyway, after the program was over, some of the audiences thought, my God, we have to give up. They were leaving and they appreciated the program. The chief justice, he invited Prabhupada and his disciples to come and take dinner with him. And then he disclosed to Prabhupada that he wanted to give up everything and join Prabhupada's movement. So the intriguing story carries on. So Prabhupada, then he explained to the magistrate. He said the six Goswamis, they never said that they had Krishna. They never said they had found Krishna. They were saying, where is Radha? Where is Krishna? They never claimed that they had found them. So this was the mood of the six Goswamis. And he said, this is the important mood that you need to have. Then the chief magistrate understood what Prabhupada was saying. So he gave him a garland and he gave him a little deity of Krishna to Prabhupada. Why am I telling all this story? Coming there. We're coming there to the verse there. So then Giriraj Swami says that then Prabhupada, he took the deity of Krishna and he called for Saraswati. Well, it's his daughter, Saraswati. And Shamsundar was his secretary. So he said, Saraswati, come here. And Saraswati at that time was only 3 years old. Anyone 3 years old here? Anyone 3 years old? One person is 3 years old? Okay, look, we got a hand going up. 3 years old. Haribo. So 3 years old. So Prabhupada then asked Saraswati. He said, Saraswati, and he took the deity of Krishna in one hand like this, and he said, Saraswati, who is this? And Saraswati said, Krishna. And the chief justice was shocked and said, wow, he said, even a three-year-old knows who Krishna is. And then Prabhupada, what he did, and then he took Krishna and he hid him behind his back. And then Saraswati was looking everywhere, and then Prabhupada said, where is Krishna? And Saraswati became in shock. And she couldn't see Krishna anywhere. So she started running around the room looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So then one of the devotees who was there gave Saraswati a clue and said, Saraswati, who has Krishna? And she looked at Prabhupada, although she couldn't see Krishna, and she ran towards Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada has Krishna. Prabhupada has Krishna. And she embraced Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada brought out Krishna again in front. So what Prabhupada was doing very much, he was showing how love in separation from Krishna, of course, because he was giving the examples of the Goswamis there. So transcendental anxiety in separation from Krishna. We're showing that example, like the six Goswamis were, that what the six Goswamis had, even a three-year-old child can have. Amazing. Transcendental anxiety in separation from Krishna. And Girard Swami, he goes on to speak about the fact that he learned an amazing lesson there, which was the lesson that Bhaktivinoda Thakur he teaches. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite bara, tumari sakati ache. That Krishna is yours, you have the power to give him to me. Amito kangal, Krishna Krishna boli. Daya tava pache pache. I am simply running behind you, shouting Krishna Krishna. So Girard Swami recalls that actually, from this little story, he realized that Prabhupada had Krishna and he could give him to us. And this whole story was that even a three-year-old child could have Krishna if Prabhupada wanted to give him to you. So it's interesting in that story, one story that as in the purport, that we can obtain Krishna from the pure Vaishnavas. And Gaur Govinda Swami, in his writings, he says something very interesting as well. On the same song, from the same song, he speaks on that as well. And he says the following. He says, we sing, O Gurudev, O Vaishnav Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. Krishna belongs to you, have bound him up, Krishna in your heart, and Krishna cannot leave your heart. He's unable to leave, Krishna belongs to you. I want Krishna, I want Krishna. I'm very eager, I'm serious, how to obtain Krishna. So you're running after such a Vaishnava. O Gurudev, O Vaishnava, please shower your mercy, give me Krishna, I'm like a beggar. I am poor, devoid of Krishna. Then the Vaishnav Thakur is merciful enough, he showers his mercy on you. All right, I will give you Krishna. So take Krishna now. And he says, here is Krishna's name. So Krishna is non-different from his name. So when the pure Vaishnava gives us Krishna, he gives him to us in the form of his name. Here is Krishna. So that's very interesting. Time of initiation, here is the name. So you get Krishna through his name. So we often wonder, how will I get Krishna? Very simple, through his name. Through Krishna's name. Krishna is non-different from his name. Gaur Govinda Swami goes on to say that Krishna is non-different from his name. So take care of him. The slightest negligence, carelessness will cause you to lose Krishna. Mind this offense very carefully, otherwise Krishna will disappear. Then you will cry, oh, I have lost Krishna. Where is Krishna? So offenses to the holy name of Krishna, we will lose Krishna. So reminding us once again about our chanting. And we have Krishna in the form of the holy name, But we can easily lose him, very simply, by the offensive nature, offensive chanting. And Lord Nityananda, he bestowed his mercy upon everyone. And it's said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he's an expansion, the same expansion that we have, Balaram, Lakshman. And he expands even further as the spiritual master, but also he expands described in his role as the seat of the Lord, the shoes of the Lord. And very importantly for all of us, what does he expand as? The cartels in Madanga. That's why we don't put them on the floor. Because they expand, that's the expansion of Lord Nityananda. So we pay respects to them. So that's an important. And furthermore, Lord Nityananda, he expands as the holy dhams as well. Non-different from Lord Nityananda. And all over Bengal, the principle was that Lord Nityananda was an avaduta. And he preached all over Bengal and with a variety of his associates. And one of his associates was Ramdas Abhiram. And Ramdas Abhiram was a very exalted personality. And it's described that Ramdas Abhiram, he had a whip by the name of Jai Mangal. And if he whipped you with this whip three times, you would get love of God. So, amazing personalities that existed there at that time with Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, he had 64 associates. And they inundated northern India especially. This was the first traveling Sankirtan party. 64 of them went out, all over India. And of them, 12 were gopas. And one of them was this Ramdas Abhiram Das. And he had such great strength, apart from his whip. He was so strong and as an avaduta that he could uproot a whole tree. Imagine that. He would uproot a tree and he would start playing the flute on it. So, you know, imagine these great personalities that existed just 500 years back. And when Lord Nityananda, when the Sankirtan party, they went traveling, all of these 64 gopas, of which 12 were considered very confidential. One time they were in the house of Hiranya. And these individuals, when they were there, dacoits had been following them. Might know that story. So the dacoits thought, okay, we will plunder these Vaishnavas and steal all their ornaments or whatever wealth they have. So they waited outside the house and they said, when it gets dark, then we'll attack. We'll attack them all. So you might remember, we had a great attack of the travelers, they had attacked this place once as well. And we were guarding this place. And we remember that one? The gypsies had attacked. We had a little row with some of our neighbors, so they'd attacked us at night. So we were all on guard as well at that time, waiting for them. So this story reminds me of that, at night. So these dacoits thought, we'll attack. But by the potency of Lord Nityananda, they were waiting, waiting, waiting. And when the night came, they all fell asleep. And they woke up in the morning and they said, what happened? We don't know. We fell asleep. What happened? We don't know. They said, okay, tomorrow night we will attack. So they waited till tomorrow night. And while they were waiting, they saw these soldiers walking around the house. And each soldier was like 20 foot tall. And they thought, my God, we can't attack them now. Look at these soldiers. So they next night went. So they thought, third night, this is the night we'll attack and we'll plunder these Vaishnavas. So this night, as they were running towards the house, they all went blind and they fell into a ditch. And in the ditch were a variety of plants, cactuses, which obviously got the better of them. So then they all realized something is strange here. We've been waiting for 3 days and something is going on which we cannot understand. So then they finally went and begged forgiveness of the 12 gopas and Lord Nityananda. And these dacoits took initiation from Lord Nityananda. And they became avadutas and preached all over North India as well. So, you know, even within, if you remember, we had a great Vaishnava. His name was Tribhuvanath. And he was like that. He was an avaduta as well. And he would preach in many places, but specifically, Prabhupada had instructed him to go and preach in the Arab countries. And he'd gone to Palestine to preach there. And he was telling me the story that when he was there, he was in Saudi Arabia outside the mosque. And he had printed Arabic Bhagavad Gita's, obviously, at that time. And somehow he'd smuggled them in a van with some devotees. So he was distributing, and he'd run out of money because he thought, now I've got to go back. And he was dressed just like a devotee in saffron, and he was giving out Bhagavad Gita's outside the mosque. So, that's what you call an avaduta, And one Arab gentleman, he stopped and he said, what is this book all about? He said, it's all about love of God. He said, why are you giving these books out? He said, because I need a ticket because I want to go back to India. So the man said, how much is it to go to India? So he said, whatever number of pounds, I think 200 pounds at that time. So he said, here is 200 pounds. So it's amazing who you meet, even outside the mosque, he said. Give him 200 pounds as such. But then, as he preached deeper in, he went into Palestine. And he had a truck full of his books and he was going across Palestine. And 70s, yeah, late 70s. And then he was, along with three of the devotees that were there, they were arrested by the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization. They arrested a different group. So they took them into the desert and then lined them all up. And they thought, okay, these are the people that are against us. The conflict that existed, and they had them ready to be shot. So then they asked Tribhuvanath, and they said to him, what is it you're doing? And Tribhuvanath then explained what he was doing. And then he said, what time do you get up? They're asked, and he said, very early in the morning, 4 a.m. And he said, what do you follow? Then he said, we don't eat fish, gambling, intoxication. Listen, we don't do these things. And, it was in the desert. He said, would you like some tea? He said, we don't drink tea even. So the leader of the Palestine Organization movement was thinking, my God, he said, who are these people? Who are they? I've never met such people. And then he went up to Tribhuvanath and he said, you are amazing that you have trained your men to be so disciplined, to follow these rules, and to take these risks to come out to these countries and preach in the middle of the desert. He said, you should be in charge of the PLO and train all our men. Because Tribhuvanath didn't take up the offer. He didn't take up that offer. But instead he said, can you give me an escort out of this place into the next place? So they gave him an escort, an armed escort with the books being, guarded all the way to the border, to the next place. So it's interesting, by the grace of pure Vaishnavas, you can obtain Krishna. And by obtaining Krishna, the impossible definitely becomes very, very possible. Very, very possible. And you know, the Avadutas exist not only there, but even in our Sankirtan. Nikhil, who's the head of the book distribution now. I remember in the 70s, Jananda Maharaj, he was Jananda Das at that time, Raghud Vaha Prabhu, who's with us here with the bakery. So they were traveling. And, you know, sometimes we become a bit avaduta-like. So they had, while they were traveling, they must have been cooking or something beforehand in the back of the van. And then they decided to go off to the next town without switching off the stove in the back of the trailer, in the camper. So they had a van and they had a trailer attached to it, but they'd forgotten to switch off the stove. So then they were driving into the next town. I think it was Huddersfield. And they were both in the front seat. And when they entered the town, everyone was waving to them. And Jananamai said, "This is amazing. Everyone is welcoming us to this town." As they drove further up, you know, to the promenade and the main city center, everyone was waving like this. And they thought, wow, looks like we can get them to chant Hari Bol as well. And they were going, "Hari Bol, everyone, Hari Bol." Of course, what they didn't realize is that what everyone was saying to them was, "There are campers on fire at the back." The camper had caught fire, obviously, at the back, because avadutas. So Nikhil has to watch out for these sort of thoughts that when you get too carried away, too enthusiastic, you have to watch out. Or the devotees that decided that after a good day of book distribution, we used to hire vans from a company called Clerk and Leap in Worcester. The company was called Clerk and Leap. So we would hire all their vans. And the traveling Sankirtan party would have the vans and they would go traveling in these vans. So the company, but you can imagine devotees in vans, can't you? Devotees in vans. So the Clerk and Leap said that after you devotees started hiring our vans, we have changed our name from Clerk and Leap to Clerk and Heap. Because all the vans are in a heap. And the classic one was that once devotees decided to just park, they had a good day of Sankirtan, so they parked on the beach at night. And what happens at night? The tide goes out, ne? And then they all went to bed in the van. And what happened during the day? The tide comes in. So they thought, "Oh my God, it's getting a bit wet in here, isn't it?" And they opened the door and the van was swimming in the waves. Obviously, it was never recovered. Swept off to sea, you know, somewhere. So the insurance company could not believe that one. They said, we've heard everything, I think. There is everything to hear now. We've heard it all. We don't know what more there is to hear there. So all of these things remind us that we should be careful of Krishna's property as well. We cannot be avadutas. We cannot imitate, but very much we can follow. Here's something I thought we are going to read something about Lochan Das Thakur, I said. So Lochan Das Thakur, he was born in 1520. In the Goramandala, in a place called Kogram. And today is his appearance day. He was a disciple of Narahari Sakar and an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day, Lochan Das Thakur sat under a badiri tree and he started to write the Chaitanya Mangal on a tree bark. Now, the problem was, the Vaishnava scholars speak about this, that Vrindavan Das Thakur had already written a book called Chaitanya Mangal. So, the leading devotees in Vrindavan, which is Raghunath Das, Jiva Goswami, they all met to resolve this situation, because now you have two Chaitanya Mangals, Vrindavan Das Thakur's and Lochan Das Thakur. So then they decided that Vrindavan Das Thakur's book will be called Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Lochan Das Thakur's book will be called Chaitanya Mangal. So interesting aspect of the theology. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that Lochan Das Thakur was a great musician, and he wrote many, many songs. Specifically, and you remember the song that he wrote? Any songs? Famous is Paramakaruna. And it's very interesting, because when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in Atlanta and Prabhupada was singing this song, Paramakaruna Pahuna Dvijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sabe Avatar Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda, which is really, Prabhupada was singing the song that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so merciful. That Lord Krishna, he spoke the Gita, you have to learn the philosophy. But Lord Chaitanya Nityananda said, no philosophy, you just chant and dance. So Lochan Das Thakur is singing this song. So when Prabhupada was singing this song, his eyes were just dripping. Tears of, torrents of tears were just flowing up from his eyes. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj describes that they were even squirting out. Squirting out from his eyes. And he comments, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that Prabhupada's great love, not just for Krishna when he was singing this song, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, but his great mercy, that he was thinking that that the living entities are suffering so much in this world. And the only solace is the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Nothing else can save them. So that was the story from there that we can remember. And ending the class here, today we looked at the famous song, He Vaishnava Thakur. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And now we've just looked at this song, Paramakaruna, from Lochan Das Thakur. So this is good. And all of these songs contain the entire philosophy within them. The entire philosophy is captured within these songs. And coming up to very soon, Advaita Acharya's appearance. So Advaita Acharya, of course, he's the one who requested Lord Chaitanya to descend. So without him, we would not have Lord Chaitanya coming at all. And then Lord Nityananda's appearance day is coming. And without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you cannot obtain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. What to speak of Radha and Krishna. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has written a very nice, the 12 moon, 12 names of the moon-like Nityananda. And I thought I'd recite them here at the end of this class. And here's the Phal Shruti benediction, which is given by hearing these 12 names. Are you all ready? Here it is. That person who recites these 12 auspicious holy names of the moon-like Nityananda Chandra every day upon rising in the morning, such a person becomes free from all difficulties and attains the most cherished desires. Very soon, the object of their desire, Lord Chaitanya Dev's mercy, will be upon them. Now, does it mean we don't chant Hare Krishna every day? I mean, that's what we're meant to chant. Everything is contained within it. But these songs are there. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is reminding us, coming up to Nityananda's appearance day, that to remember these 12 songs, and by remembering them, you'll be freed from all difficulties. The great verse is there that if one remembers Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the most difficult thing will become very easy. And if one forgets Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the simplest thing will become very difficult. So here are the 12 names of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda, he who embodies eternal bliss, Avadhut Tendu, the moon of divine madness, Vasudha Prana Vallabh, the beloved of the life of Vasudha, Janavi Jivati Pati, the eternal divine husband of Srimati Janavadevi. 5. Krishna Prem Prada, he who bestows ecstatic love of Krishna. 6. Prabhu, the master and lord of all the devotees, Padmavati Sutta, the dear son of Padmavati. Sriman, number 8, he of splendorous transcendental majesty. 9. Sachinandana Purvaja, the older brother of Mother Sachi's son. 10. Bhavon Mata, he who is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions. 11. Jagat Trata, the savior of the universe. And finally, 12. Rakta Gora Kevalara, he whose complexion is golden tinged with red. So these are the 12 names of Nityananda. And by the grace of Lord Nityananda, all our difficulties will be removed, and very shortly we will obtain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So this verse has been reminding us once again that by the grace of a Vaishnava or a bona fide spiritual master, one can get both love of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna himself. So we want to make sure we don't offend the Vaishnavas. That's the important thing. That in our life we don't behave in such a way to offend the Vaishnavas. This week we have a wonderful week coming up for all of you at Bhaktivedanta Manor. The verse is speaking all about that, that the great Vaishnavas, they can give you Krishna. So we have a great series of classes coming up. Tuesday, with Kadambakanana Maharaj. We have also Chandramouli Maharaj on Wednesday. Again, Kadambakanana Maharaj. Then Bhakti Vigyan Goswami, he's also speaking. And Jayadvaita Swami, he's also speaking as well. And he's speaking about his new book, Vanity Karma. So great Vaishnavas here, speaking every day, who can give us Krishna. So don't miss out, starting from Tuesday. Is it from Tuesday? From Tuesday all the way to the following Monday. All these Vaishnavas will be with us. A great time to take association, to hear from them. And I think there are some evening programs with all of them, I'm sure, somewhere. So if you want to know, you can find out. So at the manor, we're offering the opportunity for everyone to take Sadhu Sangha, not just here in the temple room, but equally every day. I think we have on Manor Media, I think over 100 people on the internet watching these classes. Guru Brahmanandi. So thank you, all of you. And any other announcements? Is the traveling party traveling this week? And we also have the Bhaktin program that's begun, right? Yugalapriti, how many devotees do we have? Five. Are they here, the Bhaktins? Any of the Bhaktins here from there? Put your hands up if you are here. Okay, great. So the Bhaktin program is also going on. Good to see that the ladies. And obviously, also in Kirtan, as we have Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the ladies, they lead Tulsi Puja and Nishingadevi. And on Saturdays, they're leading Mangalarti as well. So if anybody wants to lead, the ladies have that slot within our schedule as well. Anything else, Sutapa, for announcing? Yeah. Anything from you, Prabhu? Any comments? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, everyone. We will all take breakfast. Gaur Bhimanandi.